Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth and final parak of Masech Sarachin, and we are up to Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel, and now we turn to a discussion of selling houses in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a difference between Batei Arichoma, where there's a house in a city that has a wall around it, and houses in cities that do not have a wall around it. So says the Mishnah, Hamocher Bayis BeBatei Arichoma, if you sell a house in a walled city, Harei Zegol Miyat, you're allowed to buy it back right away. You don't need to wait 2 years. Vegol Kol Shemas Rechodesh, and you could be pulled it for 12 months after you sell it. However, once that time passes, that's it. You lost your chance. You're never going to get it back. If you do get it back within 12 months, you have to pay the full price that you got for it, and without any deduction based on how much time the other guy has had it. Hareza kemin ribis ve'ena ribis. So in a certain sense, it's like ribis, but it's not ribis, because here this guy gave you, let's say, $1 million for your house, and he used it for 6 months, and he's getting the full $1 million back. So essentially, he loaned you $1 million. He got back $1 million plus 6 months of usage of his house. So that's like ribis, but it's mutter. Meis hamocher, if the guy who sold the house died, yigal beno, his son is able to be goal of the field. Meis halakech, the guy who bought the house died, yigal miyad beno, so you can buy it back from his son. Einam onu l'shana el mishah shemarchalo. The clock starts on the year from the moment that it's sold. Shema an melos lo shana tamima, meaning it's based on the shana tamima. Ukshamar tamima lahavi. Shana Tamima would mean that the 13th month, if there was a Chodesh Ibur, counts as well. Rebbe Yomer Yitin Lo Shana V'Ibura. That Shana Tamima says that we give the original owner a full year. In every year, we give him a year and the Ibur, meaning we give him a solar year rather than a lunar year, so we give him an extra 11 days. Mishnah Dalet Higir Yom Shem Asar Chodesh Lo Nigal. If the day, the 1 year anniversary comes and it was not Nigal, Hayachal, though, the house would become his forever. The buyer gets it forever. And that's whether it was sold or whether it was a matana. So that's it, it's his forever. So what would happen? So the guy who bought the house would hide on that anniversary so you couldn't find him, so that he'll get to keep it forever. So Hillel HaZaken made a takana that you don't have to find him. You could just put the money in a designated place in the Beis HaMikdash, and just go and take your house back. And the guy who had purchased the house knows that the money is there for him whenever he wants to go and take that money. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said someone who sells a house in Batei Arichoma can redeem it right away for up until 12 months, but he redeems it at the original purchase price, no matter whether he redeems it that day or 11 and a half months later. So that's kind of like ribis. And if either party dies, the son takes over in their position, and the year counts from when you did the sale. There's a machlokas tanoim, what we mean when we say shana tamima. The Tanakama had said that it means that if it's an ibriyar, we give an extra month, and Rebbe says no, it means that we count a solar year rather than a lunar year. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that if 12 months come and go and you didn't buy it back, so the lokech gets to keep it forever, or even if it was just a matana, he gets to keep it forever. And they had a problem because people used to hide on that last day, on that first anniversary. So they made a takana. You don't have to find the guy. Just drop the money somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash and then you can go take your house back. Okay, but from next time, we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey.